Cancelled play was disguised colonialism. Under other circumstances, the Belfry Theatre might have done a service to Victorians by presenting The Runner as a period piece replete with colonialist stereotypes. For example, Jacob, the ultra-Orthodox Zaka volunteer in the play, does not save a Palestinian woman, as claimed in the Times Colonist article. The Runner delivers instead an Arab girl, without a name, reflecting Zionist clichés about the indigenous people of Palestine. And, adding to the typecasting, the playwright fits her out with a full, wet mouth, to fulfill male fantasies. But today, with Israel perpetrating a colonial genocidal spectacle viewable on the Daily News, Victorians have no need to be subjected to the disguised colonialism of The Runner. In deciding not to mount The Runner, the Belfry has simply acknowledged that art cannot compete with life's monstrous depravities. Larry Hannant, Victoria. Cancelling a play is a terrible precedent. The Belfry Theatre's decision to cancel The Runner because of political pressure will disappoint many of us who had hoped to see it. The Belfry owes us an explanation, and an apology. There is no question that The Runner, by the Canadian playwright Christopher Morris, is of artistic merit. Otherwise, the Belfry would not have included it as part of their program. It is an award-winning play that has been produced in many venues in Canada and elsewhere. The sole reason for cancelling it is political. To put it more simply, the sole reason is that it is set in Israel. It does not take sides and concerns the human condition in extremity. Some people hate Israel so much that they object to any cultural production that comes from Israel or deals with its issues. The Belfry has never cancelled a play before for political reasons. It is a terrible precedent. Art should be a safe place where all things can be discussed, with as much depth as possible. The Belfry should reconsider, especially in the context of the exponential increase in incidents of antisemitism as well as Islamophobia in our community. Francis Landy, Oak Bay, Belfry Theatre caved, and that was wrong. Judging from the preamble to the petition calling for the Belfry Theatre to cancel the play The Runner, many of the comments to that petition, and the fact that the Belfry Theatre was vandalized in protest over the play, it seems clear that proponents of the cancellation have crossed a line from anti-Zionism to a form of outright antisemitism that seeks to hold all Jews collectively responsible for the appalling behavior of the Israeli government. I am horrified by what the Israeli government is doing in its killing of innocent civilians in Gaza. I am also horrified by the degree of anti-Arab, anti-Palestinian racism within Israeli society, which is precisely what The Runner was about and was challenging. It is in no way a pro-Zionist piece. I believe the Belfry has caved to anti-Semitism. This is unfortunate, wrong, and indeed profoundly wrong, especially in these challenging times. John Blakely, Victoria. Belfry's decision is lamentable. The Belfry Theatre's decision to drop a play because it portrayed Israelis sympathetically is a lamentable act of cowardice. For shame, for shame. Canada's Jewish community feels isolated and afraid as supporters of Hamas terrorists march in the thousands across Canada calling for the extermination of the State of Israel, while Hamas itself rapes and murders women and children in Israel itself. The Belfry used to have more nerve. Steve Weatherby, Victoria. Canadian freedom is a dim beacon. The mob has won again. The mob defaced private property and intimidated the Belfry leadership with no consequences. Where was law enforcement? It seems that the rule of law is not important anymore. The Belfry leadership's decision to cancel the play is an affront to Canadians' rights and freedoms and plays into the increasing antisemitism throughout our country. Canada was once a beacon of freedom for citizens around the world. That beacon is now dim and is close to sputtering. Robin Allen, Victoria. Send us your letters. Email: letters@timescolonist.com. Mail: letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tai Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Aim for no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity.